Ann Black's here this morning from Opus. How are you this morning?
I am well.
Her annual visit back after the unveiling, which took place the end of last week, and we get an opportunity to hear about, if you haven't already, what's coming for Opus Season 41. Now, first, for the youngers, you kind of split that up this year, something kind of different.
We did. Opus Junior tends to skew younger, elementary school age, but we get lots and lots of requests for more family programs. People have young children, but they also have middle school and older
kids who might have grown up with Junior and then they feel kind of aged out.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right. So this year we have a couple of programs on Opus Junior. We have Junie B. Jones' Jingle Bells Batman Smells, which should draw a big crowd.
Oh, yeah.
And Peter Pan by TheaterWorks, and they're great. But sure. Then we also, in the auditorium, will have two larger family events, Imago Theater's Frogs, which is one of the best things I've seen in a long, long time. It's really, really
visually
fun.
Pretty engaging.
Really, really great.
But the other one really caught my
attention. Yes, the Lightwire Theater, and they are as well. I saw their showcase of their Ugly Duckling a couple of years ago and knew we wanted to book them. This is a new show that skews a little bit older, and so I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, people go catch this on YouTube. Lightwire Theater.
It's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, these people are dressed to have tubular lighting on them, and it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Intimate Gatherings then. What do we have coming up on that?
You know, people love this series. It's really, really nice to be up close and personal with the artist in the smaller theater, and we have several really, really wonderful programs. You and I were talking earlier about Beyond Glory with Stephen Lang, who was in Avatar, the Colonel in Avatar, and that salutes Medal of Honor winners, and it really, really is a very moving, powerful theater production. Also on the theater side, Fahrenheit 451. I think we all read that book probably in college.
Yes, we did.
And it'll be fun to see that come to life. Christmas with the Boston Brass. We like to do a little Christmas programs on that series as well, and the Boston Brass is great fun. We haven't had brass in a while. Steve Smith's going to be very excited that we've got some brass.
Used to bring the Canadian brass on a regular basis. Yeah,
mostly for Steve. Yeah. He just loves brass.
And he sat there in the theater all by himself, and he had a great... No, anyway, but that's fun.
So, no, it'll be fun. And then we have a group called Two Cellos. You were there the other night. Mm-hmm. The students just went wild.
They did.
Because they have been on Glee. Mm-hmm. So all of the students know them. They are just amazing young cello players. So that'll be great.
And if you think cello is supposed to be quiet and sedate, boy, the video you had, these guys do get after it on the cello.
It's fun. Really, really fun. And our Miramont event this year will be Steve Lippia again. We had him about... Well, he was the first Miramont that we did 5 or 6 years ago, and he did a program called Simply Sinatra. This program is called Simply Swingin' Sinatra and Friends. So he'll do some Tony Bennett, some Bobby Darin, some other things besides Sinatra, and I think people will love that.
And for people who don't know about the Miramont deal, this is a neat experience.
It is. It's a three-course dinner at Miramont, and their chef is wonderful. Mm-hmm. And then
you have a show.
A cabaret.
It's great.
People love it. And we only have 240 seats in there. So, again, those tickets go very, very quickly.
Right.
So and he'll be here for three nights.
If you say there's nothing to do in Bryan College Station, you're wrong there. That happens.
You're not paying attention.
You've done something really, which I think is neat, and that is that the main stage now has a name attached to it.
It does. You know, in celebrating our 40th anniversary, we wanted very much to honor those people that have made Opus possible, because Opus belongs to the university, but the community pays for it.
Mm-hmm.
And Ann Wyatt was the co-founder of Opus in 1972. She's still kicking and still doing lots and lots for us. She sells our Playbill ads every single year still.
Mm-hmm.
And we've honored Ann a number of times. But we wanted to do something that would be there forever, a way to honor her that is more than a diamond pin or something like that. So we named the main stage series for her. So it will always and forever be known as the Ann Cobb Wyatt Main Stage Series of Opus.
Very deserving. So let's talk about what that lineup is.
Well, we're going to open with Cirque Dreams Rocks, and they always draw a crowd. We gave birth to Cirque Dreams about 10 years ago. It was like in 1994, I think, with Cirque Ingenue. And they've been back a couple of times since then. This is their new show, Cirque Dreams Rocks, which is all of that wonderful Cirque stuff set to rock music.
Sure,
this time.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's sponsored by our friends at Aggieland Credit Union.
Mm-hmm.
Then the official Blues Brothers review, which really set the crowd to clapping the other night, I think.
And it is. This is the official because Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi's widow basically put this program together.
That's right. And Paul Schaefer is the music director, right. So you know the music's going to be great. So that's coming in October, sponsored by Allstate. Then we have the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical Memphis, which mm-hmm. is just a great show. One of the best things I've seen in maybe 10 years on Broadway. Really, really fun show about rock music when it first was born in
Memphis,
the 1950s.
And the Memphis Sound,
that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. The Ten Tenors are coming with their new show, Ten Tenors on Broadway. So that'll be an evening of Broadway music by the Ten Tenors. Our Broadway shows are Bring It On, the musical, the revival of West Side Story, and Memphis, I just mentioned. Mm-hmm. And we have Michael Martin Murphy coming with Cowboy Christmas Concert. Michael was here, I don't know, several years ago. Mm-hmm. As soon as I say five, it was 10.
Yeah.
with a program called Cowboy Songs with uh-huh. the Bruce Wood Dance Ensemble. And everybody just loved having him here. So we're bringing him back with his Cowboy Christmas. And we also have the Moscow Festival Ballet, Romeo and Juliet. So there's really something for everybody.
Yeah, you brought classical dance back, which, again, is something that there's a segment of the community. And that's part of putting the recipe together. It's a difficult chore, I know, and there are people who are going to say, well, why didn't you have or why don't you have? And over time, I think you've probably covered all the bases.
We really do try. We really do try. We have a pretty broad demographic represented on our program committee, from students at Texas A&M to Charlie Bankston, who's 81 years old, and everything in between.
Yeah.
We work really hard at. I mean, I'm always fond of saying, to do my job well, I just have to make everybody happy all the time.
That it's easy to do, right?
That's right.
Sure. Anyway, you should be getting in the mail this week if you were not there on the unveiling. Should be getting in the mail this week the form. If for some reason you didn't make the mailing list, obviously they can go to the internet and see everything and order tickets there.
We want people to go to the website at mscopus.org. Because you can really get a more full description of everything and see a little footage, some video clips of most everything on there.
Again, it will engage you. Okay, and so again, tell us the website.
Is mscopus.org,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Or you can call 845-1234.
That's it. Ann Black here this morning from Opus. Thanks a bunch.